This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. Michael Calhoun continuing his series on St. Louis's companies of the future, introducing us to the newest class of Arch Grant startups. This one is really up in the clouds.
Well, let's introduce you to a soon-to-be St. Louis startup that is taking off. Nate Poon is the co-founder and CEO of Avil, joining us right here on KMOX. Thank you so much.
Hey, Michael.
So this Avil is described as a medical drone startup company. Tell us about the intersection of drones and healthcare.
Yeah, sure. So the whole point of medical deliveries is to get really critically needed supplies from one location to another. And the challenge is that a lot of these deliveries today are done by car. And so it's a lot faster to do this by drone, but clearly there's a bunch of restrictions around the use of drones, especially when they are delivered over cities. So what we've done is we've developed a different type of aircraft called a blended wing, and then we have a very different way of actually setting up our logistics routes to deliver highly needed payloads between cities while also avoiding some of the FAA restrictions that have typically restricted a lot of drone activity around populated areas.
Yeah, what kinds of deliveries are we talking about? It doesn't sound like these are just prescriptions from the corner drugstore. Sounds like these are mission critical transplant organs, blood, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we really want to focus on deliveries that where time is of the essence, which generally, that's usually like medical deliveries like blood, tissue samples, biopsies, that type of thing that need to get from one hospital to a lab or from a hospital to a hospital and make that journey very, very quickly.
And, manufacturing is a big topic right now, and you're taking what I guess for now might be a unique route, but you might be one of the provers of this. You're 3D printing the aircraft.
Yeah. Some parts of the aircraft are 3D printed, and that's largely to reduce the weight of the aircraft. So when you 3D print versus conventional manufacturing like milling or any other kind of subtractive manufacturing, you're stuck with a lot of limitations around how parts are actually being made. With 3D printing, you have a lot more flexibility in the geometry of a part, which means that you can design parts with really unique geometries that are just as strong as a conventionally manufactured part, but perhaps 30 to 40% lighter.
And how much time and cost does this save?
Well, for some routes, depending on the route, we can be up to 11 times faster for the same cost or less.
I'm wondering if your prospective customers for this, do you go to like medical transport companies or current logistics like FedEx or UPS or Uber, or do you go right to like the hospital systems and just cut those middlemen out and just sell it directly to those who have the products that need to be transported?
We sell directly to hospitals, organ transplant organizations, medical labs, those guys. And we don't really, it's actually worth noting that we actually don't really cut out the couriers. I think couriers play an integral role in a lot of our operations for delivering the specimens or the samples from the point of origin to a nearby drone port where the aircraft can take off. So couriers in this are actually our partners, and we actually partner with many couriers across the country for delivering like blood from hospital to the drone port and from the drone port to the hospital.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and about how you came to this idea, how you came to the interest in this field and how Avil came about.
So I had the idea actually maybe like 6 or so years ago when I was building a different company. We were building wearable robots for augmenting human strength. So like an exoskeleton that you could strap on that would help people lift really heavy objects for a while. We were deploying down in Brazil and with a particular client. And at the time, I got in a conversation with one of the plant managers there. And we were talking about load factors and the science of getting things from A to B very quickly. And he mentioned a bunch of the problems that they were having. And one of them kind of stemmed from something called load factor, which is like even if you have an aircraft that can carry 100,000 pounds, typically that aircraft actually isn't loaded with 100,000 pounds of cargo because there's not physically enough room in the aircraft to fit 100,000 pounds worth of cargo. So it really got me thinking as to if there's a different type of aircraft architecture that might allow for a higher load factor so you get more efficient packing. And one of the ways to do that is with a different type of aircraft called a blended wing, which is, if you're familiar with the B-2 bomber, it's the same type of aircraft where the aircraft is basically a giant flying wing. And I kind of sat down, I tried to do the math behind it. Turns out these aircraft are actually quite complex to design. They rely very heavily on three-dimensional flow, and they're inherently aerodynamically unstable. And so I actually ended up tabling the idea for like 5 to 6 years because I was working on other companies and other things. Then I met my co-founder out here in New York, and he was one of the leading experts on blended wing aircraft. And what you're really looking for are customers that are really, really where speed is of the essence, that where, you know, where can you provide the maximum amount of use? And we found that to be in the medical field in particular, because it's very, these are deliveries that have to be delivered in the medical field. They say stat, you know, these are extremely very, very urgent deliveries. And in a lot of cases, the speed of the delivery actually can be the make or break equation or make or break factor in whether somebody lives or dies. And I think this is something that struck a chord with me in particular.
And that engineering inspiration, the B-2 Stealth, is actually based at Whiteman Air Force Base here in Missouri.
Yes.
How did you come to learn about St. Louis and Arch Grants, of course, but the region, you know, and what were your impressions, you know, maybe not being too familiar with St. Louis on first blush? You hear it. What'd you first think?
Well, I think one of the things that stood out to us about St. Louis is that it's very strategic for us, given proximity to a lot of our customers, as well as proximity to the Mississippi. So one of the interesting things about regulation is that it's a lot easier to fly over water because you can classify it as a sparsely populated area, meaning that there's nobody, you know, if from the FAA standpoint, if an aircraft were to go down, you know, heaven forbid, if an aircraft were to go down, there's nobody, the number of people that are on the water is actually very low. So the likelihood of somebody getting hurt would be extremely low. And so from the FAA stand, the FAA likes that. But then with regards to St. Louis, I found it to be some of the most genuine, fantastic people that I've ever met. And I think that that's a testament to the culture and to the people of the city. There's this hunger for greatness that, you know, it's hard to find in a lot of places. It either gets diluted down or in some ways, sometimes it can be a little bit misguided. But I think the pride that I sense in St. Louis, and it's like a inassailable will to do good things. And I find that to be very, very attractive, both from a hiring standpoint, but also just, it's just a really motivating place to be.
Well, Nate Poon is the co-founder and CEO of Aval, moving to St. Louis from New York, one of the newest members of the latest Arch Grants cohort. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Nate.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.